Hi, I'm Pam Heminger, and I'm running for re-election as Chapel Hill's mayor. We all want Chapel Hill to stay diverse, inclusive, and green, while also being economically vibrant and resilient. For the past 6 years, I've been working hard for the people in our community, and together we've accomplished so much. We've added more than 1,000 new jobs and several hundred thousand square feet of new commercial space in strategic places like our downtown, the Millhouse Road, Enterprise Zone, and Glen Lennox. We've put plans in place and started moving forward on our climate action plan. I want to take bolder steps on that. An affordable housing plan. We've expanded our greenways and bikeways and adding more fun things to do in Chapel Hill. Along with the university, we recently announced an unprecedented effort to reinvigorate our downtown and capture that spinoff energy, create that innovation hub, and bring more jobs to our downtown. We've taken these big steps to help Chapel Hill be that place of the future that is environmentally, economically, and socially sustainable for our future. So that's why I'm running to get those things done, and I hope you'll support me in that. So I have been in this community a very long time. I love this community. I've been here almost 35 years, raised 4 children here, been involved in many nonprofits. I help nonprofits become financially sustainable. I've worked on Habitat, Triangle Land Conservancy. I've coached soccer. I've been a school board member involved in the PTAs. I have been a county commissioner. I have served on different other boards, too, on foundations and things to try to help our community thrive. I've got very, very involved in the historic Roger Rote Eubanks Neighborhood Association and really saw life from their point of view and worked while as a school board member and a county commissioner and now a mayor to make sure we followed through with the promises we made to the community there that hosted our landfill for over 30 years. We have amazing folks here, just truly amazing, who care about more than just their own self. They care about the world. They care about their community. They care about helping each other. And that was never more evident than during COVID when we had so many people reaching in to help to make sure we all got through this together. It's not going to be the community that we want it to be unless we're all working together. And the relationships I've built over time have allowed me to pull people together so that we do have those outcomes that benefit everyone. I have an extensive environmental background, being both chair of the Sierra Club, Triangle Land Conservancy, the Jordan Lake Watershed Association, the Falls Lake Watershed. I'm very into clean water, as you can tell, and watersheds. And I really strive for us to do more. We kind of lost our way on climate action. We've got to do some bolder steps. I want us to do a community solar farm. I want us to be able to benefit everyone in the community and everyone have the opportunity to participate in having those climate action devices or technologies. We need to get people out of the cars and onto bikes and greenways and other modes of transportation. It is a passion of mine, and I came in here with all that environmental experience, and I've learned even more because I participate in national climate mayor organizations where we're sharing best practices. And I would say the relationship with the university in my tenure has never been as strong. We've worked really hard together to capture energy together and figure out how to make it work for both of us. And that is something I feel I bring to the table as someone who has really purposefully gone in there to make this work with the university. So when I came into office, we all care about affordable housing. I've served on 2 different affordable housing boards, but we didn't actually have a strategic plan. And I'm all about creating that plan, a community plan together, to set goals, to figure out where we are right now. We know we don't have enough to figure out where we are and how to get there. So we did that. We captured the information. We said this is where we'd like to aim for, and we passed a bond to do that with the help of the voters. And we also allocate town resources towards those goals. Also formed a task force to look at town properties to see what we could use, because that helps take the cost down of creating affordable housing. And we've come up with these strategies, goals, and we're holding ourselves accountable. And we've made more progress in the last 4 years than ever before. And that's the same thing we're going to do with our greenways and our sidewalks. We're going to create those strategic plans to help get the most out of it. I also commissioned a housing study with the university. It was supposed to be about student housing, but we broadened it to talk about what we need in our community. What do we have? What do we need? And how do we get there? And it was very interesting to hear that we don't have enough places for our young professionals. We don't have enough middle housing, the townhomes and the condos. We don't have enough housing in the middle price ranges, rental or purchase. And so we need to really work towards that along with our affordable housing component so that we have a diversity of people living here and being able to live, work, and play here all in one community. there's just been so much going on, and it's been an amazing journey and a privilege to work with the other leaders in Orange County through COVID, and proud of this community, how well we've done, feeding our kids, keeping people in their homes, helping our businesses thrive. Downtown has been amazing with the expanded sidewalks and the outside dining. We're seeing new life and new energy, and some of our restaurants said they had the best summer they've ever had this past summer because of those changes. And I credit the town with our willingness to partner to make those kinds of things happen.